Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about YouTube and what YouTube looks like in 2020. Is it too late to grow a YouTube channel? I'm going to give you some real answers in this episode. So let's cue that intro and get this going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I'm excited to share with you some things because I know, like, I feel at least a little bit late to the YouTube game. Anyone else feel that way? It's very interesting, but I will say, it's something I've always wanted. I've looked at, like, I have a goal on my whiteboard next to my desk with my goals on it, and one of the big goals is I want to hit 100,000 YouTube subscribers. And just about 6 months ago, that felt like a pipe dream, like it was never going to happen. It just felt so far away. And don't get me wrong, guys, 100,000 YouTube subscribers is so many. Out of all of the social media platforms that I've spent time on, I would have to say that YouTube is the absolute most challenging to grow. I would say, you know, TikTok is right now one of the easiest. Facebook and Instagram, yeah, hit or miss. Pinterest can be challenging to grow, but views are not hard to grow. YouTube is absolutely the most difficult to grow on until you crack the code. And so, you know, I went into this and I'm seeing all these people saying, like, it's too late to grow a YouTube channel. You've already missed the boat. Anyone who's going to be viral has already gone viral. And, you know, like, it's too late. But part of me was like, there's no way. I feel like there has to be a way that this is going to happen. And so I set about this journey. So I'm going to actually pull up my stats while I'm talking to you guys to make sure that everything is super accurate. So let's take a look back in, let's see, December of 2019, I was growing by 5, 10, maybe 20 subscribers per day until I released one video that, like, peaked everything. It was kind of crazy. So in one day, I grew by 437 subscribers on YouTube. And this was in December of 2019, so just a few months ago. And suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think YouTube's dead. I think it's still a possibility. I think we can still grow. And the key to that video was that I really put out something packed full of value. I do have a recipe for it. I do have, like, a step-by-step of what we follow, and it's been working really well. So now let's look at the stats over the last 30 days, because like I said, back then I had about, I want to say 3,000 or 4,000 subscribers. And when I look at my stats over the last 30 days on YouTube, okay, this is really crazy, you guys. We have 306,000 views over the last 28 days, and we have grown by 4,900 subscribers over the last month. My typical range per day is 240 is my low number for growth now, up to 700 subscribers per day. So I don't know about you guys, but suddenly it's been reinvigorating me. It's made me so excited because suddenly I realized, holy cow, like, now is the perfect time to build a YouTube when everyone else thinks it's dead or thinks, like, it can't happen, it's too late, you missed the boat on it. I'm here to say the exact opposite is true. And in fact, anytime that you hear a marketer say, oh, so-and-so, this platform's dead, email's dead, webinars are dead, that's probably the perfect time for you to start doing it because there's a reason that they're discouraging you from it. Either they didn't figure it out and people are giving up, or they're just discouraging you from it because it worked well for them and they don't want it to work for you, as crazy as that sounds. So basically, you guys, like, this has been a really interesting experience for me. I've gone from, you know, getting a couple hundred views per day to now getting 16,000 views per day. So it's trending up every single day. I mean, I'm almost halfway to some of the big channels like Sunny Leonard Doozy and Vanessa Lau and Marie Forleo. They all have like 600,000 to 800,000 views, and I'm about halfway to that point for my monthly views. And so I know if we continue to do this, something really, really powerful is going to happen. It's going to continue to snowball, and I'm so excited to see this. And so I just want to encourage you, if you've ever wanted to start a YouTube, I have to say that right now is actually the perfect time to start a YouTube channel, especially with the way that I've been doing it. I have a whole process that I go into, and I do a lot of it myself. Sometimes I even edit my own videos because I do it really fast. But it's not something where you have to have an expensive camera or a crazy setup or even like high resolution anything. I shoot most of my YouTube videos either on my webcam or on my iPhone, which is so awesome. But the neat part is I feel like I believed for so long that it was like this impossible thing and that it couldn't happen. And the funny part is because of that, I took myself out of the running by not even trying. And I was like, you know, I'm just not going to try because it's so hard that I didn't realize if I just started trying and being consistent with it that I would see some results. And then we started to really crack the code on this. So I'm super excited because we are totally on track for getting to that snowball point of 100,000 subscribers at the end of this year, which is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. It's the first time where I feel like I'm breaking into a platform really late and seeing massive success. So I'm super excited about this. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you want to learn more, here's what I want you to do. I want you to screenshot this episode and post it on your Instagram story and tag me. Because if I see enough people do that and I see some interest in learning about YouTube, I'm going to put together a case study of the steps that I took to go from, you know, 10 to 30 subscribers per day all the way to a range now of 240 to 270 per day. So I'm super, super excited about this. If you're interested in that, like I said, tag me on Instagram. I'm the Mrs. Peterson, all E's and a D in my last name. And I'm really thinking about doing some trainings and masterclasses on YouTube because suddenly I'm like, this is one of the most powerful platforms ever. Oh my gosh, TikTok and YouTube are like my obsessions. It is so not too late. And not only that, but I think we're going to surpass some people who have been doing this for years, which is really, really exciting. And I hope this episode inspires you because I know a lot of people are kind of like discounting this time. And I'm sitting here like, how can we take advantage of people sitting at home wanting to learn and needing resources and wanting to grow? And we've just been doubling and tripling down on what is working. And for us, it's YouTube. We've totally cracked the code. So if you're interested, like I said, tag me on Instagram in your story and I will catch you guys later. By the way, if you want to learn more from me, this is something that most people don't know, but members of my favorite program in the world, the Social Click, actually get access to every single one of my programs. So whether it's a TikTok program like the TikTok Academy or Social Media United, the List Building Party, they get all of my products for free. So that's an awesome part of being a part of my coaching and mentorship program. If you want to apply, we've put the link at rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you'll see it in the show notes. Or go to Click for Life. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE. I sound like an infomercial, but you know what? It works. Have such a great day, guys. I'll catch you in the next episode.